Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Wednesday the 30th of March 2011. All of the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So O2 has scrapped its mobile tethering surcharges. Basically, you will get tethering for your cell phone if you've got an O2 contract, then you won't be paying anything extra. However, do be careful, because although the £7.65 charge may have disappeared, it means that you're going to get hit now with their data tariffs, and their data tariffs are not friendly. You're going to get 100 megabytes of data for £3, 500 megabytes for £6, and 1 gig is going to cost you £10. For £20, you can go to 3 and get a MiFi, and it'll service that and all of your other devices as well. Still not good value. And by the way, when I've used it, the slow service is ultra slow. 0.07 megabits per second down. Do be careful, eh? Windows Phone 7 is going to beat the iPhone in market share by 2015. IDC are the people that have pushed out the data. They've done a little survey and a little bit of calculations. Android's going to dominate the market with 45% of share. 13% is going to go to BlackBerry. iOS is going to be only at 15%. Symbian at 0.2%. And Windows Phone 7 will be at 20.9%. However, don't run out and start shoving your money into Microsoft just yet. The same group predicted the domination of Symbian by 2013 at more than 50% of the market. And we all know what's happened there. BlackBerry Messenger is going to land on the App Store on April 26. Now, if you wondered why kids are buying BlackBerries, what the hell does a kid want a BlackBerry for? I found out that it's because of BlackBerry Messenger, because it's free. So if you've got no credit on your pay-as-you-go phone, you can use BlackBerry Messenger to keep in touch with your friends, and it works really, really well. It's coming to your iOS devices next month, which means you can keep in touch with all your friends everywhere now. While we're talking about apps, if you want to know where to charge your electric vehicle, there's an app for that. Coulomb has created the ChargePoint app. It now gives you EV stations nationwide across the whole of the states. Some of them appear to be in the sea, however, so best of luck getting to those, eh? Android Marketplace is getting in-app billing. When you get applications, they'll give you an advertisement and you can sign up and buy extra stuff while you're online. There's no word on what the security element is and how you're going to stop kids from running up a big bill for you, but it's definitely coming. And the ACLU is fighting schools that block lesbian, gay, and bisexual and transgender websites. Now, we're not talking about porn here. We're talking about information sites relating to lesbian, gay, and bisexual and transgender, which if you're at high school and you're having trouble with your own sexuality, seems a little bit silly, especially if that's your only access to the net. Pioneer has released the SENC31 noise-cancelling earphones. They're really, really cheap. They're only $100. They're in-ear earphones, and they work as well as, allegedly, according to the reviews, as the Sennheiser and Sony ones at $320 and $450. They're available online as well, and I looked this morning, and you can get them for a little bit cheaper than that if you hunt around. Sony's Crackle movies are going to come out everywhere. So far, the Crackle service is only on PS3, but you're going to be able to get it on all of your Sony TVs and Blu-ray players and the PS3 and the Roku box and, potentially, Google TV. It's got a whole pile of movies that you can watch, some of which are significantly older, though, so do be careful, but hey, it's free. And Back to the Future Episode 3 came out for PC and Mac yesterday. The intermingled story of Marty McFly continues with Citizen Brown. That's the third episode. Lots of the voices have been done by the actors, and it's supposed to be very, very good, according to the reviews. JBL have also introduced the on-beat iPad, iPhone and iPod speaker dock. It sits very low on the desk, and you put your iOS device in the top, and it plays really, really well. One of the nice things is that it's got a video out to it, though, as well, so you can play it for a composite video on your local TV. It's only $149 too, so not the end of the world. Japan is sending up the Konturi 2 spacecraft on a suicide mission. It's an unmanned cargo ship built by JAXA, and it serviced the space station. And on the way back, it's got a whole pile of sensors to look at and see what happens during re-entry, and they're hoping to make it safer and faster for astronauts. And in Apple news to finish off, WWDC tickets are on eBay. Yes, if you wanted to go to WWDC this year, but you couldn't because they sold out in 10 hours, then fear not, because you can go and place a bid. At the moment, one ticket is at $1,624, but it has got a buy it now price, $3,500. Won't you be pissed off when you get to the front of line and find out that Apple know who you are and they've blocked your ticket as well? And finally, Steve Jobs has been caught telling Porky Pies. He stood up at the launch of iPad 2 last month and said that the Android application market for Honeycomb had no more than at least 100 applications. Turns out it was absolute rubbish. If you go on the website and look, there's actually only 17. Oh dear. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com, or you can leave us a review on iTunes for the Bagel Tech News shows. They all need reviews. Please, please, please give some if you can. It makes a world of difference to our rankings. You can follow us on YouTube, Facebook and Twitter at Bagel Tech News. We'll be back again on Friday with a roundup of the previous 24 hours news as normal. And then, of course, Mr. Anatko will be joining us for the Mac show at 1 p.m. We've got the photo show at 11, and then we've got the Bagel Tech Big Show at 10 p.m. And we're hoping to get another big guest on that one as well. Have a good day, and thanks for listening.